Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I've got a special treat for you. I have asked Sean and Heather to join me on today's show. And you're thinking, that's great, Al. Who are Sean and Heather? Well, Sean and Heather just happen to be Lifestyles Unlimited members. And ironically, the two of them met not too long ago. As a matter of fact, let me give you some of the backstory. So back in somewhere around 2008, Sean became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and he started his investing journey. A little bit later on in life, Sean and Heather met. Okay, it was a little bit later. It's like 6 years later in 2014. And they got married in 2015. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is a match that Lifestyles Unlimited made. And you're thinking, really, Al? Really? You're going down that road? And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm going down that road, because it's amazing what happens in your personal life when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Because the first thing that you do is you address what's going on in your life, because you have obviously made a decision that what you are doing, it's not working. And if you continue down that path, as you continue through your life, you're going to get to a result that you're not going to be happy with. Well, when you become a member and you start meeting fellow like-minded individuals, you have the opportunity to change that path. And I will tell you this, Sean and Heather combined as a husband and wife duo have done exactly that. They have pierced the retirement bubble. Yeah, you heard me correctly. They pierced the retirement bubble. And I'm so excited to have them on the show, because you're going to find out that you probably have a lot in common with these two and you don't even know it. And ironically, when you hear their story, you're going to go, well, I can do that too. So let's stop delaying. Let's bring Sean and Heather onto the show. Sean and Heather, how are you guys today? And welcome to the show.
Thank you, Al, for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Al. Thanks for having us.
We're very excited to be here.
Oh, well, I'm excited to have you on the show, because I actually know your backstory, and I think it's a really cool backstory. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to stop talking. And Sean, tell me what you were thinking way back in 2008, as the real estate markets were melting down. Why is it you would make a decision to join an organization that's going to teach you how to invest in real estate when the markets are melting around you?
Yeah, so my goal back then, I was a full-time engineer in the space program, and my goal back then was just to make an above-average rate of return on my investment, you know, whatever vehicle that was, I wasn't sure. And then I heard Dell on the radio, because he was on the same radio station with all these financial gurus that would tell you, you know, buy low or sell high, you know, or, you know, whatever they would say. And then Dell was on, and I heard him, I said, well, let me check out this real estate, because I knew my parents had owned real estate, but they never rented it out. But when they sold it, they made at least 100% in proceeds when they sold it. And I said, you know, if we could get somebody in there and to pay your mortgage and your taxes and your insurance and still have proceeds, man, that'd be pocket change, mailbox money. And then you could just keep growing and growing and do that. And that would give us some really good returns on our investment. So, yeah, I joined after listening to Dell, I joined Lifestyles. And that was my original goal. And then after you start getting educated in Lifestyles and doing road trips and going to the case studies and learning from other like-minded investors and learning from your mentors, you start getting all these tools and tricks and learning the roadmap that all these folks had done, because you're not the first person who has bought real estate or tried to rent it out. It's been going on for a long, long time. But if you can find somebody who is successful and can give you that roadmap, well, you're going to have a really good chance of being successful successful, and I'm not talking about like in the future, I'm talking about right now, because if you try to do this on your own, you didn't get any education or mentoring, it would take you a long time. Might be successful, I don't know, good luck with that. But I would rather learn from the experts, get trained, and then go out and execute and be successful at it.
Man, that makes total sense to me. But why do you think people are hesitant to do that?
Well, whatever the fear is, the FUD, right? The fear of the uncertainty, the unknown.
Yeah.
You can put something in anybody's mind and they can stick to it, take it out of context. It, maybe it's not true, maybe it is. But you can't be successful. I mean, if you ask anybody who has been successful, you ask them, could you have been successful if you didn't go out and do it, you know? And the answer is no. You can't be successful unless you go and do it. You've got to go educate. You got to go execute, you know? And that's it. You know, you'll get over your fears real fast once you go and do things. Whatever your fear was the first time you bought a house, whether it was, oh, goodness, I'm never going to get somebody to rent this from me. Well, then you put a sign in the yard and you get 10 calls the first day and it takes you 24 hours to lease it out. You're like, oh, well, maybe that really wasn't a fear. And then you go find some other fear and you're like, okay, then you get over that one. And then, you know, at some point you're like, well, listen, things are going to happen. But what I do is I've got a network of some very experienced, I've got an experienced team that can get me through any of these situations and maybe put us in a better situation afterwards. So once you realize that, you know, this fear, the FUD that'll hold you back is just, it's holding you back for really no reason, because we all have potential in life. We only get a short period on this great earth that God's given us, and, you know, go out and do the best you can, you know, for you, your family, your friends, and whether it's your legacy or, you know, what you're trying to do right now, go out and do it. And until then, I hope you're going to start taking some steps here real soon.
So I've got a question to ask you, Sean, and Heather, just stand by because I've got to get this out. Sean, did you have any real estate experience before you became a member?
No, actually, no. I mean, I lived in a house with my folks, but did I own anything? No. Nope. I went out and bought, I joined Lifestyles, got educated with Lifestyles, bought two rental properties, and then used the rent from those two properties to go and buy my first primary residence. I'd never owned primary residence before I bought my two rental properties.
Hold that thought, Sean, because we're going to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how those two turned into 16. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so when we went to break, Sean was telling us about how he got started in real estate, and he had acquired two properties. Now, of course, you know, we have limited time on the show, so, and we have to pay the bills, so we have to go to commercial. But I mentioned to you, as we were going to break, he turned those two houses into 16 houses. Sean, how long did it take you to do that?
I would say 5 years. I was buying roughly about three a year because, you know, I would buy them. These were, you know, foreclosed properties, you know, for pennies on the dollar back then, and, you know, putting some money into them, whether it was, you know, conventional financing or hard money or private money from other investors, and renovating them and then either putting them in a portfolio loan or selling them. And I did that for, you know, till 2013. And this was in the greater Houston area. I started in one part of town. The deals were so good back then, and I just really didn't really, geographically, I really wasn't bias to any specific area, because once you get your education through Lifestyles, you can learn the tools on how to evaluate these properties. Then you really, there's no blinders on if the deal makes sense, go do the deal. And so I ended up having properties from Conroe down to Texas City, League City, and then over to Matagorda. So I was spread pretty wide throughout the greater Houston area. And it, I had a full-time job. I was an engineer in the space program. It just got logistically a challenge to manage all those properties with a full-time job. And I said, you know, if there's any way I could consolidate all those doors into one parking lot and then hire an amazing team to manage it for you and do roof maintenance, maybe that's what we should go do. And so that's what we started doing, is selling these single-family properties and then using those funds to buy our first apartment complex in 2016.
I thought you were going to say, is there any way I could meet some amazing woman to help me build this business?
I was hoping that was going to come out, yeah.
I know, really. I was waiting for that.
Boy, you're already in the doghouse, Sean, and we're only in the second segment.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my.
Can we add some more time so I can get out of this?
Yeah, well, I'll ask the engineer, but I don't know if it's going to fly. All right, so all this stuff is occurring like in the 2013 to about maybe the 2015 time period, correct? So you, Heather has obviously entered into your life, and as an amazing woman, you know, you would be a fool to walk away from her. So let's get that out on the table. You agree, right, Sean?
Thank you, Al.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure we're not going to, after this show, we got to go to divorce court or something like that. You know, one of those goofy shows. But so you guys are, you're looking at an inventory in your portfolio of 16 houses. You're starting to deal with some of the logistic challenges that, that occur from building such a big property portfolio up. Now, here's the question I have. Would you say at that point, at that point where you had 16 properties producing cash flow for you, were you earning enough cash flow that you could have walked away from corporate America at that point, or were you still working on that?
I don't remember the numbers. I don't think the numbers were where I wanted to be, especially for both of us. I don't think they were, no. But the thing was, it's just time and more assets would change that story for us, so it happened eventually. It just wasn't back at that specific time.
Right, and had us starting to think about transitioning to multifamily.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. Our goal, original goal, was not to retire and just have single family. Our goal was to have multifamily and retire. So,
right.
Yeah. But, okay. But when I joined, I had no money. And so the only way I could start was take what little amount of money I had and buy a house, and then take the increased amount of cash flow and use those proceeds to buy another one. And that's how I started. I had good credit, but no money. And so I couldn't go buy an apartment complex, but I could start off with one single family and then just grow from there.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that typical of an engineer's life, though? I mean, you work crazy hours. They throw you a little bit of money and they expect you to live off of that. And, you know, they want you to populate your 401k and stuff like that. I mean, did you have those little carrots dangled in front of you?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, ask anybody who has 401k, ask them the last time, you know, they got some mailbox money for the 401k, or if they went to the bank and said, listen, I'm a great stock investor in 401k, can I please get a loan? And they're like, no, but if it's the house, sure. Okay, right. Well, sign me up.
Well, and Sean, as an engineer, was interesting in the beginning of our relationship that we had dated for a little while, and then, you know, he, as the engineer, put together the PowerPoint presentation of our life and goals and plans and everything.
Oh, he's such a type B, isn't he?
In this organized fashion and how we're going to accomplish that. And, you know, but we really leaned back on the side of Lifestyles Unlimited, of the process and the plan and the mentors and helping us get there and know of those opportunities and help us guide us on that path to achieving those goals. Without everyone there, we couldn't accomplish that. From just giving Sean his start in single family and then giving us the confidence and the know-how to transition over to multifamily, which has allowed me to retire from my job in 2016 and Sean to retire from his job in 2018. You know, those opportunities.
Yeah, Heather, you had a pretty successful career coming into this relationship. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, you were working pretty hard. Tell us what you were doing for a living.
Yeah, so, you know, Sean and I both had some entrepreneurial spirits. I had worked for a husband and wife company. There was just the three of us, and helped grow it to a much larger company with retail locations across the country, and loved it, but worked all hours of the day and stress and all of that. And so I think our goal was to get some freedom from that. But a lot of that knowledge and experience we were able to translate over to, you know, the company that we've built. So when we had our first daughter in 2016, which, side note, you know, Sean left me in the hospital to go sign the contract on our first syndicated deal.
Oh, is he back? Is he back in the doghouse again?
He's not getting any jobs.
I got a spare room, Sean, but we'll take care of you.
Sorry. I might need it. I might need a couple of rooms.
That was two beautiful blessings that kind of happened at that time, but it was just a little, she came 4 weeks early, so that was just a little unexpected. But, you know, that at that time, that allowed me to retire from my job and then be able to work on our legacy, our goals, directly impacting people's lives, and a little bit more freedom and less, you know, stress, which, you know, in Lifestyles gave us the tools and the know-how to do that.
Man, I love that line a lot. Well, you said a little, but I'm going to change it. I'm going to say a lot less stress, because that's exactly what happens when you retool your life. When we come back from the break, man, are you going to want to hear this? Stick around.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so I've got a riddle for you. Ready? What happens when you take a recovering rocket scientist and you pair that individual with somebody that absolutely understands how to build a business model? And the short answer is, well, it's Sean and Heather, of course. I mean, there's no trick questions on this show. We get right to the point, right? Did I get that right, guys? I mean, Sean, are you really a recovering rocket scientist? Is that fair to put that label on you?
Can you deny anything? No. I worked with some great people in the space program. Absolutely. A lot of fun.
Okay. But in 2008, you kind of wrecked that career, right?
No, I didn't retire till 2018.
Oh, yeah. Did I say 2008? I meant 2018.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I retired in 2016, and then Sean lost his title in 2018.
Yeah.
Do you guys miss not working the way you used to? I mean, is there any melancholy feeling that you have about, you know, having walked away from those careers?
No,
not at all, Al. I mean, you know, starting when I spent 8 years on active duty in the military, and then, you know, until I retired, you know, I was always like, man, I want to go do something else. I want more freedom. I want the freedom, but it's like flying a plane, right? I want that total freedom, but I want to be accountable for what I do, and I want to grow at my pace, and just felt that corporate America just wasn't getting our family where we wanted to go. You can't really grow. I mean,
I would say no regrets, but you're grateful for the education and knowledge that you gained from those experiences, but then also proud of yourself of when you see an opportunity to make a change that you don't let fear hold you back and you make the change.
And we want to add value to people's lives, whether it's our investors, our amazing staff, or our communities. You know, we love doing that. We've got 23 amazing employees, and we just try to provide value to them each and every day.
system. And just think about if we didn't and had not made that switch, because that just comes back tenfold to us of giving back to all of these people. And it's such a rewarding experience that I think I could have never imagined, you know, making differences in people's lives and being a part of that and impacting change has been so wonderful.
Now, y'all have built a pretty impressive portfolio. Is it okay if I disclose the value of that portfolio?
Sure.
Okay, so a $40 million portfolio, and that's pretty impressive, especially when you consider that the person that started that bought one foreclosed house back in the day. So everybody wants to know, how do you get from where you started to a $40 million portfolio?
You get educated by Lifestyles Unlimited, and you know, you go out and execute. I mean, you got to learn, and then you go out and execute. And Lifestyles gave us some amazing tools, great resources for us to go do this. And then you just got to take action, and you just keep taking action. And that's what we did. We each and every house we bought 16 of them, then started selling them, then we started buying apartments. And we just keep growing and growing, and we just, you know, but you have to go do it. That's how it is. You know, whatever the fear is, you know, you're afraid of riding the bike the first time. You're afraid of going in the pool or jumping off the diving board. But then once you do it, you're not afraid anymore. And sure, just you got to go out and do it. And you'll just get stronger, and you'll get wiser, and you'll have a better network each and every time that'll get you and make you more successful for the next one.
So when you guys made the decision to transition out of the single family space and get into the multifamily space, did you decide to go the IRO path? In other words, for individuals who don't understand what IRO means, the individual rental operator. In other words, you own the apartment building yourself. Or did you decide to take the lead approach? In other words, providing properties that other Lifestyles Unlimited members, guys like me, could invest in?
Yeah, we wanted to go the lead route, syndicate the deals, and you know, we're thankful for the 140-plus passive investors we currently have. And without them, we would not be successful at all. We would, you know, we wouldn't have the portfolio or the valuation of our portfolio that you just mentioned. So we're very blessed by their support and trusting in us. And the reason we chose that was we just felt, again, we felt that we could grow at the rate we wanted to, because if we tied all of our funds up into one IRO deal, then what are you going to do? Are you going to go buy another house? Well, we don't want to do that. We wanted to grow and get as large of a portfolio that we could. And the best way we felt by doing that would be by syndicating these deals and being a lead investor.
So tell me about that first deal that you syndicated. How big was it, and why did you choose that particular asset?
Yeah, that was 2016. It was 68 units, and we thought that was a good size for us to be able to employ a on-site property manager and maintenance, because we just sold all of our single-family properties, and we didn't want to still, you know, work on operations at the property. We didn't want to do maintenance. We wanted to work on the business instead of in it. So we thought it was a good size. This was in 2016, so we got a really good price on it. And it's 68 units, but 6.5 acres. It's a huge property. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were able to refinance that one in a year. To date, we've returned 99% of our investors' original capital, but they still own the equity in the deal. And the valuation from when we originally bought it is a significantly higher amount than it was back in 2016.
What are you guys thinking for an exit strategy on that property?
Our loan still has about 3 more years left on our loan, and we'll just evaluate it then. I mean, do we refi and redistribute and put some more value back into the property, or do we sell it and maybe go get a bigger deal? You know, those are something, or, you know, our 1031. You know, there's just a lot of options. We still have some runway left before we make our decision, but we just love it, love this property. It's just provided some great returns over the years.
And our property supervisor, who has been with us since day one, was the property manager at this property, which is not, you know, the norm of taking over and keeping staff. And so it just adds to the property's very special of that's when she came into our lives, and we've celebrated, you know, her 5 years with us. And she came with a wealth of experience and has helped grow and lead our dynamic team. And we're very, very grateful for her. And we're very grateful that every day she tells us that we are her retirement plan. And so
Yeah, and this is the first deal. So, you know, you're learning a lot of stuff for the first time. I mean, you know, you just take hiring somebody, for example. I mean, I've never hired somebody before. So, you know, where do you post this job listing? And then once you figure out where you post it, well, what are you going to put in it? What's the detail? Okay, well, then you interview this person. Where are you going to interview them at? Well, then once you select the candidate, then it's like, okay, well, when do you start? Okay, well, how do you want to get paid? Do you want direct deposit? Do you want, you know, do you want ACH to your check, or do you want a check or direct deposit? Okay, well, how are we going to track time? Are we going to use a third party?
Yeah.
All these things, that's just one aspect of something new you learn. And so you just start soaking this stuff up like a sponge, and then you get more successful and more efficient with it, and you hire more people to do it for you on a daily basis. But at first, you're just learning, you know, you're just learning, you're learning and learning, and you're getting better each and every day.
Yep.
And, you know, at some point, you know enough. And if you don't, then you go hire somebody that will help you. But we had a lot of fun learning on the first property. You know, Heather was, like she mentioned earlier, she was in the hospital delivering our first child when I went to sign the contract on this deal.
That was a learning.
And we did a lot of value was added to this property, and we made this property amazing. But since that time, we were affected by Hurricane Harvey. It was flooded, and we learned that process too. And so we went through more experiences.
All right, I got to cut you guys off. It's the end of the segment, but there's more to follow. Stick around.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so Sean and Heather are very, very successful real estate investors. And they will tell you that when they came to Lifestyles Unlimited, they didn't have really any experience owning real estate at all. Like zero was pretty much the starting place. Yet they have built a portfolio valued over $40 million. And it all started with Sean buying some houses and then operating those houses and then buying some more houses. And then it all kind of snowballed. And then Heather came into their lives, or into his life, I should say. And I get all this stuff messed up.
Sean in his single family life.
There you go. Yeah. So Heather wrecked Sean's single family career. I'm going to get a talking to. Watch. Anyway, so the point is this. When the two of them got together, they decided to transition into multifamily apartment buildings because they understood all of the benefits of owning multifamily over single family. So when you guys started, you bought a 68 unit, you got it up and running. How long did it take you to get that thing stabilized to where it was actually doing the things you intended it to do?
You know, we started adding some value, renovating some of the units, adding some outdoor amenities. Because I mentioned earlier, it's 6.5 acres for the 68 units. So there's a lot of green space. So we added a couple of pergolas and shaded structures, barbecue grills. We did some concrete work in the parking lot and updated, you know, some of the inside units. It probably took us you know, maybe 3 months or so, because the guy we bought it from, he had done a lot of heavy lifting back in 2008. He bought it, you know, at the, I think, the steps of the courthouse as a foreclosure, and he did a lot of heavy. So it had double pane windows, it had new doors, you know, brand new appliances, countertops, and so we just kind of just add a little bit more, you know, lipstick on this beautiful pig. And so within 12 months, we were already so successful that we were able to refi within 12 months. So, yeah, I mean, we started going right away on running this, and we had a great team that was able to lease this out and maintain it, get it ready for leasing.
Wait a minute, you refied at the 12-month mark? And what happened to the capital that your investors put in?
Yeah, so, you know, we were very fortunate. We got a great rate, and we were able to distribute, I think, around 50%. So we increased the value to be able to have loan proceeds that were tax deferred, because they were just loan proceeds from the refinance. So there was no tax that occurred during that refi. And so, you know, to date, what we've paid is zero to hardly anything in tax on this deal. And mm-hmm. we've returned 99% of the original investment to the investors.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we need to make sure people understand that everybody who's invested with you in that property technically doesn't really have any money into the deal anymore. They've gotten 99% of the money out of the deal based on your successful operation. And more importantly, they're getting infinite returns on that property, because when you calculate what your rates of return are, well, you can't divide by zero, right? So they're getting all the benefits of ownership. I'm sure this property, you know, given what's going on in the current marketplace, is just doing wonderful things as far as valuation. But you guys didn't stop at that 68 units, did you? I mean, you kind of looked over the fence and saw an adjacent property, right?
What did you do with that?
Branched out of the way. Yeah, we were fortunate. The one next door to us, they saw how beautiful the property was on our side of the fence, and they wanted to be a part of it. Yeah, the residents at the other property.
Buy me. Yeah, buy me.
Yeah. So we were finally fortunate enough to buy it.
Close enough to where we shared a fence, so we knocked down that fence, wrapped a fence around it, upgraded those units, painted it the same, and then the front office manages them both as one, and, you know, has stayed about 98 to 100% occupied kind of since, and has 4.8 Google rating, and it's just a very well-run property that we're very passionate about, as we are all of our properties. But that was a unique, neat opportunity to not take on a tremendous amount of expenses by getting to use the same front office staff and then the same efficiencies that we were already using on the existing property.
But you guys didn't stop there. You went big next, right?
That year was busy.
Yeah. I mean, you went after a 216-unit apartment community. Tell us about that one. Later that year,
down in Clute, Texas, we had acquired a property, and that was a great one because that allowed Sean to retire and no longer be a rocket scientist and join me full time, as would be needed of taking on, you know, such a large property and navigating those exciting opportunities and problem solving and being able to show ourselves and our staff that we can do this and continue to grow and impact lives, our passive investors, our team, and our residents.
So this one was interesting because we got under contract for this 216-unit deal, and then as we were under contract, getting ready to close, there was a thing called a fire that happened and took down 16 units down to the slab. And so now you're scrambling, trying to figure out how you can close, communicate to the investors that want to be in this deal, and just get through this first situation of having a fire on your property. And what do you do? Well, you don't even own it yet. So we were able to close. We did get the insurance proceeds assigned over to us. And, of course, you can't do anything until you close because you don't own it. So we were able to close, get the insurance proceeds from the seller's insurance company, and start working on that. And we were able to get a loan on it, the same loan, and start rebuilding it. And the good thing about it is, you know, now you've got 16 brand-new units. Now they've got sprinkler systems in their apartments, but they're, you know, brand-new appliances.
Quartz countertop floors.
I mean, just a beautiful Mercedes-looking apartment. And, of course, when you do that, you get to charge more rent. So we've got 16 units on this 216 unit property that now have a lot higher rent, and I mean it's like $200 rent. And so those were some challenges that happened on that property, and didn't expect it to happen, but it did. And it's just one of those situations where you learn from it, and just make sure you have a really good team that'll help you get through situations. And we did.
Yep.
We're very thankful for that team.
Yeah, and lifestyle.
And Yeah, 100%.
So you guys are owning and operating, if my math is correct, somewhere around 550 units, correct? Am I close?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You know what that tells me? That tells me that you have an impact on 550 different families, that you are providing clean, functional workforce housing to 550 different families that if they didn't rent from you, they'd be renting from somebody else. And the problem with renting from somebody else doesn't necessarily have your standards, correct?
Correct. I mean, it is one of the most rewarding opportunities to impact that many people in such a positive way. And I feel like it's super simple, treating people with respect, a smiling face, great customer service. When something's wrong in the apartment, fixing it quickly, and that falls back into having the right staff who can execute that. And then we've built great relationships in the community, whether it's free events, free farmers market, food delivery, you know, whatever it is. But I think we probably underestimated how much that would impact us personally and professionally with that opportunity.
Yeah, during the summer, one of our properties in Brazoria County, we'd worked with the independent school district to where every day of the week they would come to our property, the school district, and they would bring meals for the kids every day. Last year during COVID, we did the same thing. We worked with the Houston Food Bank and worked with the local police department in Jacinto City to where we would have food drives, and people would drive their car and get food during when COVID was going, we were all shut down. We also worked with the blood center, the regional blood center.
We did
blood drives at our property. So we're trying to add as much value as we can, not just to our investors with higher returns, but to our staff with great promotions and a great future employment, but also to our communities, as we talked on. And we just love doing it.
Yeah, makes a difference.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's such a rewarding feeling knowing that you're making a difference in somebody's life. Yeah, I took a breath away with that one, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was taking a breath, actually.
Well, guys, hey, we're at the end of the show, and I really got to talk to Dell about maybe getting a two-hour show when I'm interviewing people, because I'm just getting started. I'm just scratching the surface. But I'll tell you this. If you want to join Lifestyles Unlimited, the first thing you need to do is check us out. Go to our free workshop. That's the best way to size us up and see if we're going to do for you what we did for Sean and Heather. Now, to find us, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get yourself signed up and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.